Okay, indie author, Carissa Andrews with Author Revolution here. We need to have a chat. I know you want to build a sustainable long-term author career, but you can't do it just by wishing for it. It would be nice, yes, but alas, you gotta do the work. By that I mean you need to reframe the way you look at your author business so that you can write and publish more frequently. With Rapid Release Roadmap, my signature online course, I'll help you learn not only how to make writing and publishing 4 books a year seem easy, but I'll help you master your prolific author mindset so that you can clear away all the negative self-talk that's holding you back. Trust me, I have been there. To learn more about Rapid Release Roadmap, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com. Over there, I'll give you all the insights on what you'll find inside the course. Plus, I walk you through all of the bonuses you're going to get based on the payment option you choose. And yes, there are some good ones in there, even if I say so myself. Once again, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com to learn more and sign up today. The indie author revolution has been around for more than a decade, but we indies continue to push the boundaries of what we're capable of. From getting over initial prejudices to staring down perfectionism and author imposter syndrome, we've become a force to reckon with. Indie authors now wear more hats than ever as we strive to create a career full of meaning, prosperity, and potential. We've juggled the demands and continue to be rebels in the face of adversity. Now, after years of hearing the shouts of hustle and grind, we indies are rebelling again. Gone are the days of publishing a book a month until we drop, and in its place are the seeds of a better way to rapid release. A way that feels incredible as we build a sustainable, lifelong author career that not only increases our visibility and royalties, but it's all done with intention and ease. If you're ready to buck the system and become the visionary authorpreneur I know you're meant to be, you've come to the right place. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author, and this is the Author Revolution Podcast. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Author Revolution Podcast. And wow, this has been a week and a half, I'll tell ya. Feels like it's been longer than a week thanks to this ungodly cold. I don't know what the heck happened there. It started with a household normal cold, I guess, turned into a sinus infection that won't go away. Needless to say, last Wednesday was the worst. I think I actually felt like my eyes were on fire, and I kid you not, I was so disappointed when I didn't develop laser vision. It was just not right. Huh. Either way, I am super glad that I'm on the other side of it. It wasn't COVID. It was just a horrendous cold, and now it's slowly but surely on its way out, and I feel much more like myself. All right, so this week, I want to talk to you about something I was actually planning on talking about last week, except my energy levels were just not a match. Funny, right? Okay, so today we're talking about, are you an energetic match for your author career and all of your author goals in specific? So before we get too far, let me kind of break that down. What do I mean by energetic match? Okay, so here's the thing that I've been studying a lot. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that this year has really been about me transforming my thoughts and perceptions around money and my money mindset, because I, by nature, am someone who loves to teach, who loves to give, who loves to be of service. And it's very difficult for me to be able to then turn around and say, hey, by the way, would you pay me? It's just an awkward ask. So I'm learning more about, number one, how to ask better than that, because that was a horrible way of asking, but also how to be willing and open to receiving money in my life, right? So those are some of the things that I'm actually actively working on and trying to transform. But in addition to that, there's a lot of different mindsets and energetic matches that you need to be prepared for. And so here's what I mean by that. This will help out, actually. Has there ever been an item, an object that you knew with all your heart that you wanted it so badly, and you remember the moment that it kind of clicked into place, that you knew without a shadow of a doubt it was yours. Whether it was a car or a laptop or an iPad or your phone or, heck, having a baby, getting married, a new career, a job, a book idea. Now, there's always that inspirational, energetic moment where it feels like it clicks. I can't describe it any other way. It's just, it clicks in your head and you go, this thing is mine. It is meant to be mine. It's nobody else's. And you go for it. You know, maybe you hit purchase on the thing, or you sign the dotted line on a new house, or whatever it is that you're desiring. You know, in that moment, it's coming into fruition. You know, in that moment, that it is meant to be yours. That's what I'm meaning, right? About, are you an energetic match? When it comes into fruition, once you have this thought process of, hey, I desire to have, let's say, an iPad. I have been trying to manifest an iPad to be able to play with for probably the better part of this year. But it wasn't really, I don't know, it wasn't really a thing yet. I wasn't ready. And so it kind of just hung out there. I had this idea. I knew I wanted to eventually play around with it for book covers and playing around with mixed media art in that way. It just wasn't ready. And to be honest, buying the thing just wasn't a match for me yet. However, once we launched our 3-day challenge and it was so successful and things went really well, I decided to celebrate by buying that iPad. So it might not be the newest, newfangled version of it, but it is a new-to-me one, and it is a really nice iPad. So it finally arrived today, literally, which it's kind of funny because I'm staring at it going, I wish I could mess around with it, but I'm talking to you guys instead. So here's the thing. When you are finally an energetic match for the thing you are trying to bring into your life, there's that click. There's a shift in there. And that's when you know your thoughts, your energy, your person, and that desire have all come into alignment. Now, when I first started my author career, I thought for sure, 100%, this idea of Pendamus was like the most incredible story ever. It combined science fiction and it combined fantasy in a way that was completely unique and awesome. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt it was going to be the next Hunger Games. You know what I'm talking about. You've done this. I know you have. But when it didn't, I mean, I shouldn't say it didn't, but it wasn't anywhere near that level. It did go on to become an international bestseller, so I can't poo-poo it. But it just, in my eyes, didn't hit the level of success that I was hoping for it. And I know you've been there too. If you've got a couple of books out, you really wanted your books to do awesome. And then when you release the next book, you thought, okay, this is going to be the next, this is going to be the one. This is going to be the book that really launches my career. And then when that doesn't happen, you get disappointed. And you try again. And when that doesn't happen, you get disappointed again. As authors, we have to be energetic matches for the things that we're trying to pull into our lives, whether that's money or our publishing schedules, pulling in the right readers, having our nano goals met. Guys, we're in November, being able to hit those NaNoWriMo goals that are important. Or whether or not you're willing to invest in yourself and your author career, whether it's editing or book covers, or even coaching and online courses like Rapid Release Roadmap. So there's all these things that we as indies have to be an energetic match for before things come into play. So let's talk about money. Let's break that one down first. Okay, we all want like the best royalties ever. We want to be making lots of money and have our writing become the thing that replaces all else, right? We want to create a career where we are only writing and that's it. And we can be home and we can enjoy our lives and we can enjoy where we're writing. We can enjoy our family. But the problem is you have to be an energetic match for it. And what that comes down to is, do you have enough books in the genre that you're writing in? Do you have enough social awareness around your brand? Do you have enough readers on your newsletter? Are you putting yourself out there in a way that is pulling the right people to you in order to create the money? Are you getting in the limelight of some certain areas that could then catapult you into a bigger realm? There's all these things that can play into whether or not you're connecting and matching that goal you're trying to dive into. And so when we don't connect to it right away, we get disappointed and we think it's not working. But really what's happening is you have to stop trying to push yourself out there in a way that is trying to force it to happen faster than it is possible. I know this sounds really weird, but here's the thing. You need to kind of take a little bit of a breather and allow yourself to listen to your internal guidance. We all have an internal compass, and the second we have a desire, something that we know we really, 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 really want, all of the universe conspires to help us. I believe that was in The Alchemist, but I believe it's so true. Once our desire is connecting into place, we will start to see things move around and come into fruition in ways that maybe we weren't even anticipating. So let's go back to that idea of money. And we want to have royalties coming in. We want to be this very successful and well-off author. But we've only got a number of books out. We're not willing to put any money into advertising. We're not willing to do a lot of promoting. We're not willing to have an email list. We're not willing to post on social media. And now all of a sudden, our worlds are shrinking. The ideas and the capability of reaching our readers diminishes. And now all these things are becoming a mismatch for what it is that we say we want. So it comes down to, number one, becoming clear about how you're limiting yourself from the thing you really do want. And number two, how to trust the universe enough that it will guide you to the right things to do. So let me give you an example. One of the things that I've worked on this year is trying to figure out what is the thing I really want to give to Author Revolution? What is the main heart and soul of Author Revolution? And ultimately, it boils down to the fact that I want indies to know that they can take this indie author career and mold it into whatever they desire, that they can, you know, create a part-time gig if they want to. They can create a full-time gig if they want to. They can rapid release books all the time if they want to. They can publish just 4 books a year in a sustainable way if they want to. I want them to know that we can take on the status quo of what seems to be the norm and shift it on its head if we want. We can be the rebels. We can be the people who are willing to innovate and dive in and allow it to become something that is more than anything we have seen so far. Because this industry is super new. I mean, 10 years is not a long time for this industry to really have developed strong foundations and legs. So we're still in this place of trying to figure out, how should this truly look like? You know, what do we really want out of this type of career for ourselves? And we have the ability and the wherewithal to really kind of dig in and create whatever we want out of this. We just need to know that we have, number one, that power and the capability to do it. So when I think about becoming an energetic match, I stopped this summer and I was thinking about, you know, what you guys needed, what you guys wanted, and how could I pull you into my world in a way that you could see what I was capable of while I still gave you value. And do you know what came out of that? That was the 3-day Plan Your Series challenge. I shit you not, I planned that whole thing from like the beginning part of July until it launched in August. And it was really kind of on a whim, on a guidance from the universe, if you will, because it was something that came to me as I was in one of those quiet moments, just contemplating what was needed. And so now I've done it twice. The first time was successful. People were loving it and we had a great time. And then the second time was incredible. We had people coming from Ally. We had people coming from my affiliates. We had all sorts of you who were engaged and a part of this process in a way that I didn't see even the first time. And it's grown. And now it's given me so much energy and hope that what I'm doing, what Author Revolution is capable of doing, is on the right track. So I am becoming the vibrational match of what I envision for Author Revolution, for you guys, and for what I want as an entrepreneur and someone who wants to be able to make a living doing what I love. And I cannot even express to you how incredible that is. And because I'm a part teacher, I knew from a very early point that I can't just write. I love to write. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's my safe space. It's the place where I can play around with ideas and worlds and really be creative. But there's a part of me that Virgo, probably the double Virgo part of me, that loves to take a look at all the systems that are out there right now, all the different moving parts that we indies have to deal with, and try to break it down in a way that really makes sense and that can be teachable and repeatable and help you to understand it in a way that you don't have to go through a decade worth of trial and error trying to figure it all out. So when it comes to all of this, I want you to stop and think about what it is your author career should be looking like. Where are you right now and where are you trying to go? Can you set yourself some goals? Can you set yourself a November goal? Like, what will that look like? Whether it's royalty-wise, whether it is word count-wise, like are you doing nano? Whether it is, hey, I would like to have X number of new subscribers on my email list. I'd like to have an email list. I see you guys out there that don't have an email yet. Whatever it is, I want you to think about what is the inspired action you can take that will help you become an energetic match for your goal. What is the thing that you can do to vibe into it? And then I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about what will it be like for you once you've achieved that? If you make $2,000 in a month from your books, what does that feel like? I mean, be honest with yourself. Think about it. How does that feel knowing that your books, your creations are bringing in that kind of money? How does it feel knowing that you can buy things that you maybe didn't think you could buy before, or invest in yourself in a way that you couldn't invest before, or create book covers, or get editors, or hire coaches in a way that can take you to the next level that you never realized you could do before? How does that feel? I need you to lean into it and really visualize it in a way that you feel that sensation in your body. So what I mean by that is, okay, this is the easiest way I can describe it. You know, Christmas, everybody is so excited and happy around Christmas. There is an actual Christmas vibe. I can't explain it. You can't explain it. But you know when it hits because all of a sudden you just feel like it's Christmas. That's what I'm talking about, except for your goals. You want to replicate a sensation in your body that really vibes with whatever it is that you want. And once you feel it, once it clicks in place, that's when you let it go. Weird, right? But that's true. You let it go because your only job at that point is to hold space for the thing to come to you. It's not to dictate how it happens. It's not to try to control your way to it because the universe will work in weird and mysterious ways. You're going to get all sorts of interesting things coming to you, whether it's a new newsletter swap that you have no idea how this person found you, or it's going to be a reader who recommends your books in a way that gets them out there further, or it will be, Christmas time coming and all of a sudden someone orders 15 different books or whatever. Something will happen. The how is not your responsibility. Your job is to think and listen to the desires that you feel and be moved to do the action that is inspired through those thoughts. Do you think you can do that for me? Hopefully that made sense. That's really something that's been on my mind and something I've been playing with. And I can tell you from experience right now, it's working. It really, really is working. Whether it's in my author career or in Author Revolution, or if it's in our house right now as we do all sorts of crazy remodeling, and now we're seeing a lot more progress there. There is some sort of magical energy to being able to visualize the thing we want and see it come to fruition. It's magic, guys. And I would much rather, I don't know about you, but I would much rather live in a world of magic and miracles and trusting that the universe is here to actually help us, that it's here to support us and keep us safe and guide us towards the things that we're actually wanting and desiring. One of the things that was super interesting, and I want to leave you with this thought, is that our desires, every single one of them, the things that we think we want, the things that we feel like we can't have, I want you to rethink about them because they are divine guidance towards our ultimate destiny. They are divine guidance about the things that we should be prepared and ready for receiving. They're not pie-in-the-sky goals. They're not things that we will never see. They're there because we need to be ready for them. All right, guys, that's what I have for you this week. It's more of a riff off of the stuff that I think is super interesting, and I think authors and you guys really just need to hear, because I think there's some cool stuff happening in the universe right now and some really neat things that we can be capable of doing. We're so powerful, guys. We are so powerful. And we just need to be able to use that power for the good. So if you want to download the transcript from today's episode, head over to authorrevolution.org/106. So with all that in mind, remember that the 3-day challenge is over until January, but if you would like to still get in on it, you can always head over to authorrevolution.org/challenge in order to get it for $27. Or if you want to just dive straight in to Rapid Release Roadmap, it is always open, which you can find at rapidreleaseroadmap.com. I want you to go forth with so many great things, take on NaNoWriMo and do some awesome stuff, and then just go forth and start your author revolution. Well, hey there, writer. Are you on YouTube? Oh, who am I kidding? Of course you are. Well, did you know that many of the Author Revolution podcast episodes, including many of the interviews with authors and author experts, are all loaded up on my YouTube channel? No? Well, they are. Now, if you'd like to watch David Goffrin and I chat, or to find out if Kel Carpenter still has teal hair, head over and subscribe to the channel. In addition, this year, I'm planning to launch my own fiction audiobooks as part of the channel. So if you'd like to listen to urban fantasy and paranormal audiobooks for free, it's just one more reason to follow the channel. All you have to do is head over to authorrevolution.org/YouTube and then hit the subscribe button. When I hit 500, I'm going to be loading my first audiobook. And when I hit 1,000, I am going to drop the rest. So what are you waiting for? Go to authorrevolution.org/YouTube now. It's okay. I'll wait.